Just want to discuss some of the laws regarding where we light the Chanukah menorah. And that is that if you look in the Gemara, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the original form, the original place where the sages instituted that we should be lighting the Chanukah menorah is outside. That if we have our house leads into a Rishus Haram, to a public domain, then we're supposed to light the Chanukah menorah at our door, outside the door, at the doorpost, with the Chanukah menorah on one side and mezuzah on the other side. If, let's say, your house doesn't lead in, let's say your front door doesn't lead into the Rishus Haram public domain, you've got a courtyard in front of your house. So the courtyard used to have a doorway, and then you light the menorah at the doorway of the courtyard that's, again, leading into the public domain, because the publicizing of the miracle that we do at the menorah was meant to be publicizing the miracle for the B'nai Rishus Harabim, for the people of the public domain. That's the way it was meant to be. And the Gemara continues, but let's say you don't live on the bottom floor. Let's say your door doesn't lead into the public domain. Let's say you live on the second floor. So you don't have, your door is not leading into the public domain. Where do you light your menorah then? Says the Gemara, you light your Gemara in the window facing out to the public domain. Because the main point was, in the original form, so to speak, of how the Gemara says we should be lighting the menorah, it's to publicize the miracle to the people in the street. But the Gemara does add one more. Let's say it's a Shas HaSakana. Let's say it's a time of danger. There were many times that when the Jews were under control of foreign entities, there were certain times they were not permitted to light candles. And therefore, they weren't allowed to light candles. Therefore, the Gemara says, B'Shas HaSakana, in a time of danger, where do you light your candles? Basically, close your shades, light the Chanukah menorah on your table. And in that situation, who are you publicizing the miracle for? Not for the public, but for your family. So basically, under normal circumstances, you were supposed to be lighting either outside or at your window for the public to see. B'Shas HaSakana, in a time of danger, you just light it on your table for no one to see, just for your family to see. Now, as we know, that for the past, about 1,000 years, the Jewish people have generally been lighting the menorah inside their houses. It has been the last couple, let's say last, I don't know how many years, let's say recently, you know, recently can mean 100 years, but recently they become a practice of lighting, of going back to the original form of lighting the menorah outside. In Yerushalayim, in many places in Israel, they light the menorah outside by the door that leads onto the street. Many people in other places in the United States do that also. But many people still, and the original custom was, in most places, even in Israel, was to light the menorah inside. And even under situations where there was no danger, there was no problem of lighting outside, times were peaceful with the non-Jews in the neighborhoods, still, the practice became to light inside. The commentary of Ar Zura asks why. It doesn't seem to have an exact reason for it. However, that became the standard practice. There is a commentary that says that when the Gemara says that a time of danger, you light inside, it's not only a time of danger. Weather conditions also. If you live in an area where the conditions don't allow you to light outside, the Gemara also said you light inside. And therefore, that could be another reason why in some places, again, they didn't light outside because of weather conditions. But what about the places where the conditions were good? We also know that when people typically nowadays light outside, whether it be in the United States or in Eretz Yisrael, the weather is not the greatest, even though now I think in Eretz Yisrael it's pretty good. But very often in Hanukkah, it can be pretty cold in Eretz Yisrael and windy. So how do you light your menorah outside? It's going to blow out. The answer is they have these little cases. So some want to make an argument that, you know, to say that I have to buy myself a case in order to light outside, some say you don't have to go that far. And that would also be a reason why the practice became to always light inside. However, so again, the general custom is to light the menorah inside. And again, there are many places, Eretz Yisrael, even in New York, where people light outside. Now, when you're lighting inside, so everybody says, well, when you light inside, you got to light by the window. Now, the truth is, as I mentioned before, when the Gemara says, once you're not lighting inside, the Gemara says you can light on your table. You can light on your table, because typically in a situation of danger, you don't want to light by the window. But really, the Gemara says, in a time of danger, if you're not lighting outside, just light on your table. It doesn't say anything about lighting by a window. It's interesting, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says that there's a custom that even when you're lighting inside, to be similar to the original form of lighting, pick a door, light the put the menorah on one side, so you have the mezuzah on the other side. Originally, it was done outside. When it was outside, the doorway outside, you had the menorah on one side, the mezuzah on another side. So says the Ramah, there's a custom that even where you're not lighting outside, inside also when you're lighting, do it by a doorway, where you have one side the mezuzah, one side the menorah, similar to the way it does in original form. That's what the Ramah says. The Magen Avraham says that even though you're lighting inside, light by a window. So that again, you'll have a certain level of publicizing the miracle to the public. So it really comes out now that we've got two options. The Ramah says, light by a doorway, opposite the mezuzah. The Magen Avraham says, light by the window. You can't do both, it's one or the other. So which one do we do? So the answer is going to be, if I ask anybody, what do you typically do? You light by the window. Chassidim, many Chassidim, don't light by a window. They light by a door. So many Chassidim have adopted the Ramah's practice of when they're inside, not do by a window, but by do by a door opposite mezuzah. And many others have the practice of following the Magen Avraham, where they light by a window. Now the halacha is, at any time you're lighting publicly, and you want, or any time you're lighting in a way you want people to see the menorah, if you light it too high, you don't get the mitzvah. If it's 20 amos high, that's about 40 feet high, that's pretty high. That's how high your menorah is. The Gemara says that high, the shalta be'ena, people's eyes don't pay attention, they don't focus on something so high. So therefore, you can't light your menorah so high. Well, if you're lighting outside, if you're lighting inside by your window, if your window is going to be 40 feet off the ground, then you're not accomplishing anything because that's too high to go ahead and to publicize. In that situation, you have the option of, you know, if I can't light by the window anyway, light by a door. Let's say you live in a basement and there's no window that goes out for anybody to see. You don't have no windows in your apartment, whatever it may be. You light by the, you can go ahead and then you can follow the Ramah and light by the door. Let's say you live very high up, right, in a high-rise building, but there's another Jew living in the, living across from the other building, right? So at that point, two people can see each other. All right, if there's another Jew who's high up enough to be able to see there, okay, then you'll light in the window. But again, if it's going to be too high, then there's no point of lighting in the window. Have happy Hanukkah. Thank you for listening.